This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. The NFL has been used to hearing this sound for a very long time.
Kickoff is fielded at the 3-yard line by Chris Henry.
Oh, what a shot! The 22-yard line, a monster hit by Darrell Reed.
But there's also been some high-profile head injuries in football from shots like the one you just heard. Players like Ben Roethlisberger of the Pittsburgh Steelers and Arizona Cardinals' Kurt Warner. And now the NFL is announcing new rules when it comes to concussions. The rules state that any player who exhibits significant signs of concussion will be removed from the game or practice and will be barred from returning that same day. But is this really going to help solve the problem? Gary Belsky is editor-in-chief of ESPN, the magazine, and he's going to join us now and help answer this question. Gary, what do you think about these new rules? Is this getting to the heart of the problem?
I think it is getting to the heart of the problem, and I think the solution is a long-term incremental change in the way that NFL players, by the way, also high school and college players, think about concussions, meaning there's always been an understanding by football players that they could end up being hobbled in their 40s and 50s because of bad knees and arthritis and things like that. They were willing to make that bargain. They're smart. They knew that there was money involved, and they could understand that. But only now are they starting to understand that there's also a chance they won't be able to remember what their kids' names are when they're 40 and 50 or who they are. And that's a bargain that players are not even willing to make, I think, it's even in their 20s and 30s when it's hard for people to sort of be able to project forward. So, yes, I think in the short term it's going to probably help people because some people are going to be withheld from games, and that's good. And in the long run, it's going to make the code of NFL toughness a little less rigid when it comes to concussions and getting dinged up or having your bell rung, all these phrases that have always been, you know, playful when in fact this is serious business.
We had a Freakonomics author, Stephen Dubner, here talking about this issue a short time ago, and I want you to listen to what he said.
You're going to see the union say, hey, we know they're doing it on we know they play because they want to play. We know they're often well paid, but let's not forget they're human beings and they shouldn't be getting their brains bashed out if they don't need to be.
So, Gary Belsky, what role did the unions have in bringing about this change in policy from the NFL?
Well, it's hard to know, right? Traditionally, before, when Gene Upshaw was the union boss, and there's a new one now because he died about a year ago, when there were, traditionally the union and the NFL have been very much in lockstep in terms of, over the past 20 or 25 years, in terms of their approaches. I think the union probably had some effect on this, but quite frankly, I think there's been a significant amount of publicity over the last 3 or 4 years, a gathering storm.
No, and you've been a part of that. You've been a part of that. You, the Gumbel Show, have been all over this story.
Yeah, we started a lot of the concussion stuff about 2 or 3 years ago with a series of stories. But I also think Roger Goodell, who's the new commissioner, he's not so new anymore, he's been a commissioner for about 3 years. I think he doesn't inherit any of the legacy of the previous policies, and he's a guy who clearly is concerned about the league's image and also about the league's players, because I think he views them as partners. And so fundamentally, I think it's about a new union boss, a relatively new commissioner, and a huge amount of publicity. This is a case where the media actually did a good job beating on a drum.
What stars does this affect today playing the game, do you think?
Oh, I think it's going to affect, you know, the skill players, the running backs, the defensive linemen, the quarterbacks, wide receivers. I think everybody's going to benefit from this, though, to be quite honest.
Okay, Gary Belsky is the editor-in-chief of ESPN, the magazine. He's talking about new rules from the NFL. They state any player who shows signs of concussion will be removed from the game. They'll also be barred from returning to play the same day.
And Gary's taking some rightful credit there for this change
of policy. He should take some credit. He and ESPN have done a great job on this issue.